Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Pam Drennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show, coming to you from the RBR Network. We're glad to have you joining us this evening for the cosmic journey that we're getting ready to take. I want you to know that we are located out of Memphis, Tennessee. I am myself calling from Redmond, Washington, so we're just all over the map here. I want everyone to know that you can access this show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford. Always put Renford on the end of it or you will not get into this show. Anyway, it will take you live or by going to the archives, which are on later, you are available. It's really the on-demand section. You can go there and listen if you want to hear the show later. I'll hear it over again. And if you're not online, you have someone who wants to hear the show, you have to call in 347-838-9142. And if you want to talk to me or Mahala, you have to call again 347-838-9142. That is if you have a special guest question or something you would like to ask. Well, my all-time favorite person to interview is Mahala, World Astrologer. She's been on my show ever since I started doing it. I know if I go back that far, over 3 years now, that I knew that if I got to do this show, she was going to be on the show because I always loved her readings and really believed in everything that she shared. Well, before I bring Mahala in, I want to talk about, though, the other people on the show that are part of the RBR network. Of course, I'm the first one on Monday at 6:30 and Cosmic Contact Show. And then after that, Tuesday is the I Am Well show, and that's at 8 p.m. The Night Search show is at 9:30 p.m. This is all Central Standard Time. The Wednesday is the No Show at 7. The Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program, that's at 8:30 p.m. Thursday is the Progressive News Weekly, and that's at 5:30 p.m. Friday is the Searchers Roadmap show, and that's at 1 p.m. The Dream Vision 7 show is at 3 p.m. on Friday. And then Soul Town, Sound of Music, is on Saturday at 3. Sunday is the Dream Vision 7 show again. That is out of Boston, 3 p.m. So check us out all during the week. There's a lot of great people being interviewed. And always check me out, though. I'm your number one on this RBR network. But I want to tell you about this wonderful guest that we have tonight. Her name is Mahala. She is the most amazing woman, and she has such a great mind to really study world astrology, but the best part is she brings in the spiritual aspect of it and looking at it all metaphysically too, why, what's going on in the planets, and that's what she's going to share with us tonight. And she'll be giving us insights of what is in store for us. So get ready. She will share how to ride the turbulence. And I guess if you're like me, you have been feeling some turbulence out there. And she's going to explain why that's happening, how long it's going to happen, how we can take care of ourselves while we're going through this shift, that we are going into a shift of consciousness. And we are going into a time where we are seeing peace on earth. But anyway, I'm going to bring Mahala in. Now, also, her contact information is www.mahalasastrology.com, and you can even sign up if you go there and get her free monthly newsletter, which is planetalert@hotmail.com. So, anyway, let me bring Mahala in. Hi, Mahala.
Hi, Pam. Nice to be on your program again.
Well, thank you. We're so glad you keep coming back. Well, Mahala, I know you've got a lot of great stuff to share with us, and maybe some not so great, but we want to know everything so we can be prepared as we can for this new shift that we're going into. So what would you like to, where would you like to start tonight? What would you like to share
okay,
with
us? Okay, well, let's start with what's going on today, because there's several things that have been going on in the heavens. And like this morning, Venus was eclipsed by the moon, you know. And we hear about the sun and moon eclipses all the time, but we don't hear that often about the planets being eclipsed. And so that was one of the events that happened this morning. And then today is Pearl Harbor Day. And it's also the first day of Hanukkah, which is a Jewish festival of lights. And that will go on for the rest of this week, for 7 days. And so I like the festival of lights, you know, celebrations. I think that they're really light, really nice. And I like the lights, and like we always put up lights for Christmas and for the solstice and stuff like that. It just makes people feel better, I think. And when especially here in Seattle, when it's raining and dark, and I like everything to be lit up a bit. And then today also there was a 7.2 earthquake in Pakistan, and this is like where the planets are. Saturn. You know, Saturn was in Scorpio for a long time, and now Saturn is in Sagittarius. And when a planet moves over, then a different area of the world is affected. And so with Saturn being in Sagittarius, it affects Pakistan, Afghanistan, and India. And I don't know how many of you know, because if you listen to the news, the tremendous storm they had in India, which was a storm of the century with the flooding and affected millions of people, I didn't even hear anything on the news about that at all, because it was all you know, with the shooting in California and stuff, that filled the news. And so we didn't hear what else was going on in the world. But that was a major, major storm that came into India. And so that's like the Sagittarius area where it's ruled by Saturn right now. And then the opposite side of the world, it's interesting because that is Southern California. And it's also crosses the United States, you know, and it runs from the Cascade Mountains to the Mississippi River. And so at the same time, the stuff's going on in the Pakistan area than it's been going on in California, because the two places on the world that are affected when something happens, then most of the time both sides get affected. But tomorrow is a big Mexican holiday, and that's the holiday of the Lady of Guadalupe. And that's a really big celebration for those people down in Mexico. But the big thing that's been really going on, and this has been in effect for the last week, and that's been Mars square Pluto. And Mars on the lower dimension Earth is kind of like a violent planet. And square Pluto, you know, that's the god of the underworld. And so that brought, like, the violence. Well, there's all kinds of violence in the Middle East, but also with the different shootings, you know, like in California and then back last month in France. And so yesterday, this Mars-Pluto energy was exact. And so this has been causing a lot of chaos or turbulence. And if I think back to like September 12th and 13th, the energy that weekend, at least here in Seattle, was so nice. It was just like magic and miracles. And it was like we were in 6D, because that is the dimension of magic and miracles. And then all of a sudden it just changed. And then we went like down. It's like we jumped the timeline and went back to 3D, because we had more stuff that we had to release, you know, before the end of the year. And so that's when why there's been so much turbulence and so many people dying and leaving the earth plane and just all kinds of things that aren't too neat. And then, of course, the Mars and Pluto is like power struggles that's been going on, you know, like with the ISIS. And I don't like that they name the terrorist ISIS, because ISIS is our goddess. And from, like right now, the sun is on 15 degrees Sagittarius, but in, it's technically, according to NASA, it's in the 13th sign of Asclepius. And it stays there from November 30th to December 16th. And that is the sign of Isis, the goddess. And there's a solar wind that, a wind that comes to Earth from this sign during this particular time period. And so with that energy coming in, you know, that adds on to the energy that's already coming in by everything else that's going on. And so it's just been a whole lot of stuff to deal with. And I received this email this morning, and I thought, well, this is so right on, you know. And because, like, we've had to look at all of our emotions, because our emotions, we have to clear. We've gone through a lot of emotional clearing to change our DNA from carbon to crystal-based, and the crystal is a Christ consciousness, and a crystal is technically white Christ energy manifested in 3D form, you know, material form. And so, anyways, this emotional clearing has been going on really big time almost all year, you know, all 2015. And so, and emotions are what we create from. And so being that there's been so many emotional challenges, and a lot of them, you know, are what we consider not the best, and so we've been creating from our emotions. And this has helped create, you know, more chaos out there. And it's interesting because thoughts are electric and emotions are magnetic. And the email I got this morning, it said, the emotional state of the human is far more important than you have been taught. Emotions are a frequency, a vibration. They interact and interface with your reality. They are your point of attraction. You know, the law of attraction, that what you think or what you feel. You first comes the thought, and then the emotions, and then the physical body or the physical manifestation. They are the indicators, your signpost, your roadmap. There's beauty and complexity to the unit you call your body, mind, emotion, spirit. When the person is fearful, frightened, angry, or worried, the vibrations, the messages that the body is receiving are very different. The functioning of the organs and muscles go into state of alarm. The body is on alert, separate from the whole. When you vibrate high frequencies of joy, love, appreciation, and gratitude, all systems are in high vibrational states of awareness, relaxed, alert, harmonious, creative. There is a flow between all atoms, all cells, and the stars. By contrast, when you experience fear, anger, or frustration, everything in the body-mind contracts, the cells, the organs, are bathed with stress hormones. There is a level of being closed off, with defenses up. The being is shut down, the vibrations are dense and heavy. It is important for each being to train themselves to lift themselves up into higher vibrations. And so it's interesting because I don't know how many felt the energy yesterday that was kind of intense, and I know I just felt like sleeping all day. But it was like I was drained of all my joy, and in place of the joy came the fear, the anger, and the frustration. And I thought, wow, how did this happen, you know? And so I had to really work to release all that negative energy to get back into balance and to experience the joy of life. And so that was really surprising to me that happened, you know, because I wasn't expecting it. And so I don't know if anyone else felt the same way yesterday, but it was very intense energy, and I think it had something to do with the Mars square Pluto, because that was exact at 2 p.m. yesterday, and it's still in effect. And the new moon will be on December 11th at 2:29 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And Mars will be on the ascendant opposing Uranus at that time. And Mars will be on 16 degrees and Uranus 16 degrees Libra, and Uranus will be on 16 degrees Aries. And Pluto will be square this at 14 degrees Capricorn. And so 16 degrees, if you think about those who do tarot cards, if you think about number 16, it's the tarot card of the tower struck with lightning. And so that's kind of like what this energy is going to come in on in just a couple of days here. And so it's really important to try to balance your emotions and to keep in a positive vibration, because when Mars opposes Uranus, I mean, you can't really tell how that's going to happen, because Uranus is a planet of surprises. It's the electrical planet, and Mars is the energy planet, and together sometimes they cause explosions. And then with Pluto right in the middle of the square, this is like it, the energy that we've been feeling for the last month is building up to a crisis that will occur on December 10th. And so the last couple of weeks we felt it really, really strong. And so that's why it's so important to stay balanced during this time period. And then in the first part of January, then we'll have the sun will be square Uranus. So that will bring unexpected things too. And that's about, I think it's like on about the 4th when the sun is at the closest point to the earth. But it's in effect right now. And so we're feeling the energy, and Mars is, energy-wise, is stronger than the sun, you know. And so Mars is if we could just vibrate to it on a higher frequency, it would be the planet of peace, you know, because the negative side is war and violence and the positive side is peace. And so maybe this energy that's coming up on the 10th and at the new moon on the 11th will blast us into a higher consciousness or something. Maybe there'll be a big energy surge on that day. Or on Earth, there'll probably be, maybe some more type of explosions. I don't know how that would work out. Part of it has already happened because Mars is right over the city of Rome. And the volcano, a few days ago, Mount Etna started erupting very, very violently, you know, and so that was definitely explosion. And so that happened with just Mars being square Pluto. And so now we have it building up to Mars opposing Uranus. And Uranus is in Aries, which is ruled by Mars, so it's kind of like a double Mars energy. And then on 12/12, I've heard that we have another gate opening. And then I had gotten this email, and it said, what gifts will 12/12 bring? And it says, as Earth moves to the 12/12 gateway, her vibrations will be altered so much that some of you who have been focused on mastery will instantly have it. After all, mastery and righteousness is our ultimate completion. A life force will be sent through the ascension flame and the Great Pyramid of Egypt, and for a while the entire atmosphere of the planet will vibrate with this energy. During the ceremonies, the ascension flame will trigger entirely new amino acids, which are protein components in our bodies, and will take each of us to our next level. We'll become greater vessels of spirit and begin to understand what it means to truly be free. You know, all this Sag energy is bringing us into freedom because that's what it rules. And then the Uranus, too, Mars opposing Uranus. So it looks to me like it's going to be a big surge in consciousness along with other things happening, too. Suddenly, the other 90% of our brain knows it is our purpose in life. Aging and death become optional, and ascension seems only natural. On 12/12, we can achieve in the twinkling of an eye what it took initiates of the past hundreds of years to cultivate. This wedding of light will give us the biological keys to mastery and freedom. For you science buffs, the 12-12 equivalents have to do with new hydrogen matrices with amazing bonding potential. They are the X factor that the scientific community have been looking for. And so, and then it says to look that up in the book, The Keys of Enoch, if you happen to have it. And I didn't mark down who this was from, which I usually try to do so I can give them credit, but that was an oversight for me today. And so with this energy, I mean, this week, I mean, you know, I would really cool it this week if you can, you know, and work on staying calm, cool, and collected, because that's what we need to get through this turbulent energy. And it's like what, riding the waves, you know, the waves of energy. And it just comes in, and it's just like there's been no breaks. It's just been one wave right after another. And then the Mars, you know, Mucci Libra, and it'll be there through all of December. And it started in November. And so with the Libra, however you want to pronounce it, area on the map, it goes from Spain to the Middle East. And so last week, all of the world leaders met in Spain to discuss the global warming. And so they're still at it this week, too. So that's been a major thing that has been transpiring with this Mars-Pluto thing. And so that being Pluto is also the planet of transformation, it's given them power to transform. Hopefully something will come out of it that will be beneficial to Earth. Pluto's over Washington, D.C., and so Pluto also gives, like, the power struggles. And so behind the scenes, there's probably been, you know, kind of power struggles going on between different countries and in regard to Syria. And Obama and Putin have been kind of butting heads at different times. And that's because of Pluto being over Washington, D.C., and Pluto's sun is on 13 degrees Libra, and his Saturn's on 17 degrees. And so that's why he's been in the news so much, because all this energy has been triggering his planets. And so anyways, we have, like, other things here. I'm checking on my notes. Okay, and also this 12-12 comes in this week, which is during the Festival of Lights. And I thought, well, that's really interesting, you know, and because that's such that's been such a big celebration, you know, for such a long period of time. And the Jewish celebrations have always been really important, because it seems like events seem to happen when those festivals are in force. And then we have, then we have, I think that when the doorway opens, you know, it's going to open on the 12th, and then on the 21st we have the winter solstice. And so that's always a big occasion. There's always been energy coming in at the solstices and the equinoxes. And it's like, that's why, I mean, those celebrations have been ancient, you know, ancient. And one of their largest ones would be the celebration of the Festival of Lights at the solstice time. And so then that starts, well, some people say that the 12 days of Christmas start after Christmas. But the sun actually starts turning at the solstice, you know, and it kind of stays stationary for 3 days, and then it starts gradually moving more towards the light, and that's what the solstice is all about, the birth of the light, the birth of the Christ consciousness within us. And then with the sun being closest to the earth on January 4th this year, you know, that's an important time period. And so, and then there are different people that do, you know, like the whole 12 days of Christmas, the celebrations of it. And I think that, you know, that might be kind of a fun thing to do, to lighten up the the energy, at least if you're in the northern climate, of the Christmas season. And then, you know, like, I don't know how many, I think probably a lot of you know that there's a lot of dark energy in our solar system and also dark matter. And what this says is about one quarter of the universe consists of dark matter, which releases no detectable energy, but which exerts a gravitational pull on all of the visible matter in the universe. Because of the names, it's easy to confuse dark matter and dark energy. And while they may be related, their effects are quite different. In brief, dark matter attracts, dark energy repels. While dark matter pulls matter inward, dark energy pushes it outward. Also, while dark energy shows itself only on the largest cosmic scale, dark matter exerts its influences on individual galaxies as well as the universe at large. And so what I'm bringing this up is because there's a dark cloud coming in. And this dark cloud is actually ultraviolet light. And that's extremely high energy. And some people call this the photon belt. And so we've been, you know, experiencing the photon belt for quite a while here. But I got this email, and it really, and this is from Lisa Risingberry, and it really felt right to me. And so what she is saying is that what is coming in, how I'll read you what she experienced in her personal experiences, you know. And she's calling it ether. And ether is the fifth element. And it's also called Akasha, Prana, Chi, you know, Christ consciousness, Spirit, Holy Ghost, dark matter, God particle, and maybe more. It's the inner space of the void from where all is created. It's a representation of bringing all together in unification. Ether is where the elements come from. It's a womb of creation. It is a color black with purple mixed in. Now, this element has been around since the very creation of this universe. If you look at the Sicca Pisces, you can see where the two circles join. The middle is the void where all creation begins. Our universe was created out of the void of darkness, which is ether, and the same element is rebirthing our next new beginning, our new genesis. And so even though the ancients of 1,000 years past knew of this fifth element and used it to their advanced societies in ways that we could only imagine, it was Aristotle that, let us say, rediscovered ether and added it as the fifth element. According to the ancients, ether, prana, is what the gods breathe. We are the gods, and we can breathe it as well. In fact, we already do, but not to the extent that they did. You know, so they're saying it's time to increase your breathing. You know, and I have a book that says, you know, that we should be doing the breath for the count of 13. 13 in and 9 out. We are, however, quickly returning to that. Ether is timeless. It moves through everything and evolves all that it touches. It's our inner knowing that moves through our bodies, hearts, and gives a feeling of bliss and connection to God. It is the beginning and the end, as symbolized in the infinity loop and the circle. The botonic solid of ether is a icosahedron. If you want to dive deeper into the study of ether and dark matter in the universe and how it moves in waves, then I would suggest using Google to do your research. I'm only presenting this as a very easy level. And then she talks about my personal experience seeing ether. And here's what happened. I first saw the large amount of ether moving in the direction of this planet at the end of winter this year. I was on the spiritual realm and fully lucid when I saw a very large wall of black gray clouds. This cloud-like energy reached as high as I could see and touched the ground. It was billowing as it was slowly moving. My first reaction was not a positive one because I had zero idea what it was. I had been conditioned in this current life to think of any energy that is a dark color, especially black energy, as bad energy. So I was less than pleased when I encountered this wall of very dark energy blocking my path. I connected to my heart, where my internal Facebook is, and I was told to go northwest to get out of its path for now, which I quickly did. My second experience was very recent. I could clearly tell that heaven and earth merged in the astral realm, and a new spiritual realm is being created. My visits there and what I see are like nothing I have ever seen before. When I look at this energy while I am in this 3D realm and looking into the spiritual realm, it is just the color black. That is all I can connect to. However, as I wrote in my blog about time spinning into the future, when I was lucid in the spiritual realm, I saw the ether energy in the skies as large, beautiful purple swirls against the black night sky. Again, I was inside of the spiritual realm this time, so it looked different. It is now moving very quickly and should have the earth covered at the very latest by February. Since the speed continues to increase, it could be sooner, but that is just my left brain logical guess. I could be wrong. This is the best picture I could find of what I saw in the spiritual realm when I saw ether energy. Interesting, it's from a website called Ether, A-E-T-H-E-R, Force. You have to imagine the sky will filled with so many purple swirls that you can't tell where one ends and next begins. This just shows only one, and again, a picture doesn't do it justice. So it has, she put the picture on, you know, what she got off that website. And then it says, why is this important information for us now? It's because that's the photon belt. The earth is going to be covered with the photon belt. And once we're in there, we are instantly in the higher frequency. And so this energy was very abundant in the past golden age. The ancient societies were very connected to God and connect to this ether and do amazing things with it. They used it to build the temples and other ancient sites. Now, don't laugh, but this energy is what is known in Star Wars as the Force. And when you have enough flowing through your body, you can levitate any size object you want. If you have a flowing through you, then you can levitate small objects. Imagine a whole society can do it if they have large amounts of prana moving through their body energy systems. There are yogis right now living in caves that can produce this energy from their hearts and float off the ground. When you clear your energy centers and allow for more ether prana to flow through your body will heal in ways that would be considered miracles. This element is what the Akasha records are made of. It is the Akashic Records. It contains all universal knowledge. Your personal vibratory rate is your library card to the Akashic Library. If you are clear and really centered in your heart and you live your bliss life full of bliss and love, then you will vibrate at a high level. Therefore, your library card will grant you access to a very high and level of vibrating knowledge. Simply because you can handle it and understand it and will not abuse it. Your body needs to be in resonant with the knowledge you seek. Wisdom is not hidden from us anymore, but you do have to earn it by raising your vibration. And so this is, let's see, what's this website from? You can just type in Lisa Rising Berry. It's L-I-S-A-R Rising, R-I-S-I-N-G, Berry, B-E-R-R-Y, at WordPress.com. And then look for her article dated October 5th. And that is so interesting because when I read it, I thought, oh my goodness, we're almost there. You know, we're going to be coated in this photon belt of ether and full of photons and we can finally vibrate the higher frequency and do what we want to do, and with that will come freedom. And so I've been talking an awful long time here. Now, I guess I just get on my roll here. But do you have any questions?
Well, just about 1,000. Well, I love everything you're sharing. So what we're coming into is connecting up with this energy. And
yes.
Being a part of it. But we have to have a high vibration to even connect with it. Is that right?
Right, that's right. And that's why this past year of 2015 has been so intense. Because, I mean, how much have you had to release? I know I've had to release a whole bunch of stuff. And it's all been emotional stuff. And it's just like I'd get through one event and then another would happen. It was just one right after another. And I thought I had released a lot of it a long time ago, but I hadn't, you know. And so the year of 2015 was a mass release of old emotions that we don't need anymore, so we can be clear, to raise our frequency, so we can be in resonance with this energy as it comes in, which could be at any time after December.
Well, you sure call me up and you get some of it and let me know it's working. Well, this is exciting, but I do agree everything. I mean, it has been a really weird time even for everybody, including me, and it seems like all our stuff is really coming up that we have to clean and clear out and you know, so there's some things we don't want to have to look at again, but I guess until it's clear, we're going to have to keep looking at it and changing and
right, yeah, and so we might still be working on it until the solstice, you know, because that's kind of like a turning point. It's always a turning point where the birth of the light comes in. And so then with the gate opening on the 12-12, you know, then there's a time period to adjust to that, and that will probably be up to the solstice. And so I think that's really exciting. You know, I mean, we put up with so much garbage. Well, I shouldn't really say that. I mean, it's been our choice, you know, to go through so much trauma to be able to become light beings. And I think it will all be worth it once we reach that certain frequency. And if it's that close, I'm just all for it.
Well, I am too. So the 12, I read on the 12th that at 12:12, that's the time that we're supposed to, like, tune in and to these energies. Or is that, you got any insights on that?
Well, that's what I was talking about, the gifts that we will receive from the 12:12, you know. And so, like, if we tune into it, you know, and then that's when this email and the 12:12 is saying that we'll be able to start doing the things that I talked about when we get in the ether thing, you know, after the 12:12, and that's a possibility too, you know. And so the main thing is to really work on your emotions, because I'm sure that there'll be more things coming up with this high energy that's coming in, and maybe we can just switch the emotions, like, instantly, you know, so it doesn't take so long to move through a thing. And then if we focus on the 12:12, you know, like so many people will be doing, and there's more power in groups. And then with the pyramid in Egypt being activated, you know, with the ascension flame. And so we could focus on, you know, if there's going to be a group that's going to focus on the Great Pyramid of Egypt, you know, we could focus on that too at the 12:12, and then try to be peaceful and calm and all that stuff, you know, at the time that we're doing it. And then maybe that might, you know, there's always possibility that that could push us into a high enough frequency, you know, to be able to cross the border from chaos into love or peace. But, you know, I mean, this is hard to say, you know, because there's so much going on in the world and there's been so much violence, you know. And, of course, the violence lately has been caused by Mars square Pluto. But the violence has gone on for really quite a while. And so it's like we're intercepting different timelines. And if we're not in the timeline where the violence happens, it's not going to happen, you know, in our reality. But if we're in the same timeline, that is happening. And so I think that we have been dipping down into the 3D timeline again, and I don't know exactly how it's been, they've been intercepting, but like I said, on the September 12th and 13th, there was a little breather there. I thought, oh my gosh, this feels like the new energy, you know, and maybe it's here to stay. And then right after that, it went back down into chaos again, because the time wasn't right for it to be there and stay. And so I'm hoping that with this 12:12 coming up and then the energy from the solstice you know, that might be kind of a turning point. But then I got another email, and this is from a Dr. Meg Blackburn, you know, and so anyone interested in reading more of hers can just type in, you know, Dr. Meg, M-E-G, Blackburn, B-L-A-C-K-B-U-R-N. And I printed off the part that she says, in March of 2016, on the 27th day, at 5:56 Central Time, a new Stargate will reopen. This Stargate runs right through the center of the Northern Cross of the Cygnus constellation. This Stargate is the most powerful and most significant to reopen to date. It will change your world in unimaginable ways. The power of this particular Stargate streamlines information and energy into the most rapid and intense energy flow that humanity has ever encountered. At the same time, the opening of this Stargate also allows access to your world by beings from other realms who have not visited your world in countless millennia. They were your predecessors, those who came before you. They are the ones who brought forth the transformation that others later attempted to emulate by creating and living the sacred places on your planet with precise coordinates of different star systems and alignments to them. They are the ones who left extreme examples of mathematics, geometries, formulas, and predictable patterns of numbers, such as your Fibonacci sequence, which portrays the sacred spiral, as all energy moves in this format. And they also left mysteries that to date humanity has not been able to ascertain. So if that's coming up in March, so this, I kind of perked my ears when I got this email, because a friend had told me that a friend of hers had gotten that the final date that ends the cycle of all cycles would be in March of this year. You know, so in the meantime, we have these things opening right now, and then that the black cloud coming in, and so I guess it's, I guess we'll just have to wait and see how it all works out. But
I guess so. We're really
close to it. I mean, look at how fast time goes. I mean, it was just like, it's December 7th already today. And the year is almost over.
Yeah. I want to ask a question, Mahala. So this new energy coming in, and I assume it's the goddess energy that we love energy. Do you have any kind of prediction or anything about who might be come our next president?
You know, if the things happen that are predicted to happen here, it doesn't really look like there's going to be another president. But if there is another president, I don't know, probably seems like it would be like a woman, you know, maybe Hillary, or maybe a man with a real high feminine energy, you know, which we've had for the last 8 years, you know, because Obama has real, you know, he's a very gentle being. And so, but we'll see. But if this black cloud comes in and all these things change, you know, and then people say that the 12th planet is out there and it's right here, you know, and they say that if you go out and look at dawn, you can see it as it rises with the sun, and that it's our second sun, and that it's Nemesis that's back, and Nemesis is a twin sun to our sun. And I did hear many years ago that Nemesis, the astronomers, had spotted Nemesis and said it was in its way back in, and it would be here by 2012. And then I read another article after that said, no, they had recalculated, and it wouldn't be here till 2020. And so anywhere between 2012 and 2020, is a possibility. So with people saying that the sun is out there, you know, if anyone wants to look for it, if they're in a position to look at sunrise, if they have, you know, if they're facing east and they can see the sunrise, if they go out there, you know, right as it's coming up, they can probably see it. And that was Nostradamus' prediction, too, was a double suns. You know, we'll see two suns. And that might be... the reason for all the changes, because all the planets in our solar system have already gone through all their changes. And so we're the last on the list to go through the changes. And so I guess it's our time now. And it could be that sun that's been coming in for a long time, because it was probably in the 70s that I read that, or maybe the 80s, that I read that the astronomers had discovered Nemesis. And so that's been a long time coming. And look at how, I mean, well, people aren't really aware unless they really look it up on the internet, but, you know, Uranus and Neptune and Jupiter, and, well, people aren't aware of Jupiter because they had all those comets that went into Jupiter in 1994. And Mars, there was a comet that came by Mars a couple of years ago and came so close to the planet that it lit up the whole planet. And then there's been changes on Mercury and all of the planets. You know, they've all had their changes. And so we're just last in line. So it's now our time. And we are birthing a new Earth. It will probably be a different timeline Earth. And because I still keep thinking about the vision I had several years ago of the new Earth, and it was gorgeous. And the only way I could see envisioning that new Earth coming is by simply jumping a timeline into it, because there was no concrete, no cars, no mass traffic. That was all gone. And it was just a pure, lush planet. And there was different types of transportation, you know, like the monorail, you know, or the race trains, and that was there, and the cities were beautiful, and they were like light cities, and so that's really what's kept me going all these years with doing my planet alert, because I keep thinking that that's what the Bible says the new heaven and the new earth is, and all we have to do is jump the timeline by increasing our frequency so we can manifest it.
Okay, so now what can we do to increase our frequency? What's some of the things that we can do? We know some of them. What do you suggest?
Well, to continue pulling out anger, fear, and resentment,
okay.
You know, and fill it up with love. And
okay.
to the breathing technique, because I have this book, you know, and this is by a Mayan guy, and it's really interesting because he talks about how the number 13 and how we moved into the sixth sun on July 11th of 2012, not 2012, 1991. And then there was a integration period into 2012. And then the complete transition into the sixth sun won't be over until, 13 years from 2001 would be, 2017, I think. Is that right? Yeah. Well, maybe my math's not quite right. But anyways, and so this was knowledge that he was given that was hidden. You know, and he wasn't allowed to bring out this information until 2012, because there's many different calendars in the Mayan thing, and you know, many different forms of information that comes out of there, and so the book it's 2012 and the sixth sun, and I had known, I put in my article a long time ago that we moved into the goddess energy on July 11th, 1991, because that's when there was a total eclipse in Mexico, and that was when Regulus, the royal star of the lion, moved into the sign of Virgo, which is a goddess. So we've actually been in the goddess sign. You know, everyone talks about the age of Aquarius, but very few talk about, I mean, I don't know anyone except me that talks about the age of Virgo, the goddess. And that's where we are now. And the two cycles run simultaneously. You know, we're in the age of Virgo and we're in the age of Uranus and we're in a couple other cycles also. And so, but one of the techniques that he gives, and that's what I was getting into, is that when you breathe in for the count of 13 and then you breathe out to the count of 9. And you do that 13 times. And that brings in the goddess energy, which is love. And so, according to him, I haven't started doing this, you know, which I am going to, because it's time to start that. And so, it brings in the number 13. And right now would be a good time, because we're going through the 13th sign right now. The sun is, in the Scorpius, you know, and that's the has a symbol of the caduceus, you know, in the medical symbol. And it's the goddess. It's a sign of Asclepius and Isis. Another name for Asclepius is Isis, and who was our creator goddess, you know. And so we're right there in that sign right now. So I think it would be a really good sign to start maybe breathing with a count of 13 and see if that can bring us into a higher frequency.
Okay. Now, how do we do that again? You breathe in 13 and out. To nine, to the count of nine?
No, you breathe into the count of 13, and it's kind of hard to do. You have to get used to it, because I have tried it, you know. And so to hold your breath for the count of 13, you know, it's not that easy when you're not used to doing it. And so you just, you know, pull in your breath and count up to 13, and then let it out to the count of nine.
Okay.
Yeah. And do it 13 times.
Okay, all right, I'm on it. I'm going to start practicing that. That sounds cool. I like stuff like that.
Uh-huh, right. And so, and there are things, you know, and I think that it's very important to be out in nature. I know being out in nature makes me feel a lot better, a lot more peaceful, you know, than other places. And so, just go into meditation and create your own private space, you know, where you go and it's peaceful and calm and everything is fine. And so I do think it's very important to take time out for yourself, you know, at least twice a day during these turbulent times to relax and get yourself, in a neutral spot instead of being in the emotional turmoil. Because we don't want to create any more emotional stuff with our emotional energy, you know, because we need to be in the joy. Okay, if you want to create what you want, you have to be in the energy of joy, joy and happiness. And that's, 5 and 60 energy. And so whatever you can do to bring yourself, to make yourself feel joyful is probably one of the best things to do. And just stay in that space of joy and don't let it get pulled out of you by anything. If it does get pulled out, you know, pull out the dark stuff that's replaced it and pull in the joy. Fill that whole spot or fill your whole body. And another thing, too, is, I've been doing a prayer for years, is that, like, I pray to the Lord God of my being in the inner center of my heart. You know, and then I connect up to the God of my being, and then I fill my heart with a pink light of love, or you could use the bright pink, you know, purple, that beautiful color, the New Age color, and fill your body with that. And so then I say I fill my body and every cell with this beautiful pink, let's call it pink violet light, until it fills all of my cells. And until I become totally peaceful. And then I say, and then I see this light coming down around my body in like little raindrops of a beautiful pink, purple, you know, light color. And it's a really good feeling after that, you know. And it also, I think it keeps you, like I started out doing with just the pink light of love. And that has kept my cells and everything really good over the years, you know, and kept me really healthy. And so I think that that's a good thing. But, you know, now that we're in the New Age color, I think we should probably add the pink purple light to fill our bodies with.
Well, that's interesting that you're talking about the pink and the purple. But yesterday, the day before, I'm listening on the radio, and this woman's on talking about the colors that's going to be, every year we get different colors, you know, and our clothing, this is going to be the main color for everybody. They're doing black or white. They said pink and blue. Those were going to be the new colors for this coming year.
Uh-huh. Well, that's interesting.
Okay. I thought that was interesting, too, when you were talking about the pink and purple, but you definitely said that we're coming in. It said that we
okay,
we're
yeah, well the pink color I'm talking about is a mixture of pink and purple, and it's that beautiful magenta color.
Uh-huh.
You know, and some people call it pink and some call it violet. And anyways, I don't know quite. So I
know exactly what you're calling.
Yeah. Right. So I just picture that color, you know. And then, okay, the blue light, too. Sometimes after I do the pink light, you know, then I surround my aura with the blue light of peace and protection.
Okay. All right. Sounds great to me. Thank you for sharing what you do, because we want to practice that, too. That's wonderful. Mahalo, we just got a few minutes left online, and we've got several people that have called in. Would you want to take a caller right now and see what she has to ask? You can hold him from the beginning.
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
This is Katie. Katie from Kentucky. Let's bring her in. Hi, Katie.
Uh-huh. Hi, how are you?
Yeah. Hi, Katie.
How are you, ladies? Hi. I'm a first-time caller. I enjoyed your show. You had a lot of interesting info to give, a lot of insights. I know you're short on time, so being that I'm a first-time caller, I don't know, are we able to ask questions like specific to our own situation or just more general?
Well, it's a general audience, you know, so it's probably, well, but a personal question would be okay, too.
Okay. Basically, I'm in a relationship right now. I've been in a pretty much a bad relationship for 4 years. I'm a single mom. He's not the dad. And I lost my job about a year ago, and I'm actually getting ready to start a new job on Monday. So
uh-huh.
I'm really excited about that. And then I'm hoping that I'll be able to move out and get my own place as far as being able to afford it. I'm really worried about being stuck in this
uh-huh.
environment, not being able to move forward. And then I've also, in the meantime, I've kind of connected with somebody else, like another guy, and uh-huh. I don't know if you see anything in the future as far as either, like, my career being able to actually move on and out of this relationship and into a new one, or if you can, anything of that sort.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, there's been a lot of new relationships forming and old relationships, you know, disappearing in, like, the past couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And so if the old ones, because we're moving into, hopefully, this more positive energy, you know, and so people don't want to stay in a bad relationship when the new energy, and I think that this will just automatically happen. And if you're starting next Monday, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a week from today, actually.
Yeah, that's actually the 12-12 opens, you know, so you'll be getting the
mm-hmm.
first wave of the new energy. And so if you focus on that, you know, and then use your mind and your emotions to create, well, this is, you know, like exactly what I want, and create it in a happy mode and just be really positive about it, you know,
mm-hmm.
then we should start moving, like I said, into the more positive energy. And definitely we should be there by the, you know, after the winter solstice, you know, because the first week, well, you'd have the integration into your new job, and the people on Earth will have the integration into the new energy that comes in at the 12-12. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, you'd fall right in. It looks to me like you're right in line with what's going on in the stars.
So basically, I think my biggest problem is kind of having a negative mindset, and I try, but it's hard. I know they say, like, to bring abundance, you have to think that way. So it's just about a positive
mindset.
Okay,
well, it's not so much thinking abundance, but it's thinking you have to be happy. Because your emotions, your happy emotions are what brings in abundance. And so if you're
okay.
happy with your job, happy with a new relationship, then the abundance will follow.
Okay. All right.
You know, that's the way
mm-hmm.
it works.
That's,
okay.
All right. I know what to work on then. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. And nice
thank
talking to you, Katie.
You too. Have a good night.
Great. Thank you, Katie. And you know what? That is everything I read. It's all our vibration. And if we can just be happy as best as
right.
and, you know, and deeper in that vibration. So
yes,
you know,
and it's actually as simple as that. It's just as simple as to be happy. But it's not that easy to be happy at times, you know. But, I mean, that's the answer. If you're happy, everything works. If you're expressing your passion and happy with your job, happy with your life, then everything works.
So our job is to do everything we can to make ourselves happy with those things, just so that, you know, we're just not asking for $1 million or, you know, just huge career change or something. It's just a little thing in life.
Besides that, would $1 million make you happy? You know, I mean, people, it would make things easier. but if you're happy, everything falls into place, and then the abundance is just naturally there. That's the way it works.
Well, Mahalo,
okay,
what a great evening. We're over. Our hour is over. But do you want to take one more call before we hang up?
I can take a couple of calls, I know, that aren't online or whatever.
All right, let's see who's still hanging on there. Okay, let's go here to Jackie Boyd, teacher from Arkansas.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
I'm fine. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Mahalo. This has been a great show. You've given me a lot of new information, and you've connected some dots for me. So
good.
My question is, what can I do personally to make the transition we're fixing to go through easier?
I don't know, just like the suggestions I gave on the program would probably be it, you know. And like Pam just said, the simple thing is to just keep yourself happy and do your passion, you know. And if we all do that, all of us working together, look at the force we'd have. You know?
Yeah.
It would be, if everyone is just themselves and people would just quit complaining and criticizing and judging, you know, and just let everyone be who they are and just let everyone be happy, then we could all be happy. And then we could change the vibration.
I want to bless you ladies for bringing the show tonight. It's been wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. Well, that may be, that's the last one. They had a couple of them dropped off. Oh, Annie, let me see our moderator. Annie, do you have a question?
Well, what a great show, Mahalo. Well,
thank you.
I'm just sitting here. Pam kind of knows my work situation, so, how do I get happy? I mean,
I know, you know, that's a good question.
I mean, I'm sitting here trying to figure it out. I'm going to start doing the breathing. And, but, I mean, my company, there's just a transition going on. We were acquired by another company. And, and just like you're talking about, there's so much chaos going on in there between each other. Everybody's trying to make an impression, so they're all pointing a finger and all that stuff. So,
is there any chance?
Situation.
Is there any chance of you getting another job?
Well, I'm working on it. maybe that's gonna be it. You know.
Definitely.
I have another business I've started. I've just got to get it to a certain point before I can walk away. So maybe I just need to be happy about it and keep going through the motions where I'm at, I guess.
Right, yeah. Because whatever you're passionate about, you know, is what's going to work. And if you're passionate about a new business, you know, it will take off.
Okay. So I just need to focus on it.
Yeah. And so, in the meantime, just try to hold your own in there, and maybe you could cleanse yourself from negative thoughts every day.
Okay, and how am I?
You know, so
do
you
that?
don't bring that home with you, you know, or
okay, yeah.
So, like, you start each day fresh.
Right. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I just needed some little tidbits to get me going here. Because I'm trying, and I do try to talk to Pam as much as I can every morning. She's always wonderful. If I get to talk to Pam, I'm good.
Yeah, that's a good way to start your day.
Yes.
Yeah,
she keeps me in the vortex. So.
Yeah, she's a wonderful person.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. What?
Mahal, this is so great. What a great... I wanted to ask, did you send out a letter? Did I miss the planet alert for December?
That one?
Did you send out
a
planet alert for December?
Yeah, you didn't get one?
Nope. I looked, and I even went in my junk mail and didn't find anything there because I realized, because I wanted to go back and see.
It went out early, and that could be why. It went out at the end of November. It went out right after Thanksgiving.
Oh, no. Well, see, I was traveling all during that time. No telling what happened. Okay.
Oh, okay. Well
I can
send it. I can send it to you again.
I would love that. I appreciate that. Send,
yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then could you send me a link to the show too, so I can send it out to the list and put it on the blog.
Yes.
Or Dave can do that.
Right. I will.
Yeah, that'd be great.
It should be in the blast that I sent out. I think I've got the link on there, but I will go back and make sure that you got it. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
And also,
you.
Pam, I did have a caller that called in, and she said halfway through the show, like 31 minutes into the show, that it just cut off. And so we might want to check that after the show tonight, but I explained to her how to get into the archives. But everything on my screen still looks normal. It looks like the episode's going. At the time we were talking, it still said we had 30 minutes, 24 minutes or whatever. But I did want to let you know she said it cut off on her.
Yeah, I hope it did. Electrical things like that always happen when I get on a program.
That's what I was going to say.
I believe
it. That's just the way it is.
It's just too electric.
Right, yeah. I hope it worked okay.
Yes.
Well, I know I
if not, you have
to
come back and do it again.
Yes.
If I can remember what I said.
Yes, I know. It was amazing.
Well,
we're
going to have a great month coming up, everybody. And Mahal has told us how to ride the turbulence and what we have to do to get through this time because we're just right here on the edge. So you got to be happy. Everybody put on their happy face and smiley faces and talk about love and joy and peace and harmony for this coming month. I'm going to do it. And plus, I think I'll just stay home the whole month. I won't go out. I'll have food brought in. I'll make all my friends come and see me. Yeah, that's what I do. I'll lay low.
Right.
Stay under the radar.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you again, Mahala.
Oh, you're welcome.
Annie, for helping me and doing the show. It was fabulous. Our next week, the 14th, we've got Jackie Boyd. She's a quantum mystic.
Hey.
She called in tonight. She's awesome. You're going to love what she's going to share. She talked to me about some new things that she's going to be sharing. So please listen in again next week. And we'll be happy to answer any questions for you. And I want to thank everyone again for calling in. Good night.
Good night. Have a great week.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.